The Burks Family Residential Center outside Reading is one of three federal family immigrant detention centers in the United States. In 2016, a group of two dozen women went on a hunger strike there, putting a national spotlight on long-term family detention and the difficulty of getting asylum if you're a woman fleeing gender-based violence. Keystone Crossroads' Laura Benshoff has the story of one woman in that group who fled El Salvador only to lose her life in the United States. Still, there are people working to keep her memory alive.
In Harrisburg, there's a giant mural of Maria Martinez Nolasco and her 10-year-old son in vibrant yellow and dark pink. Artist Michelle Angela Ortiz, who painted the public art piece, got to know Martinez Nolasco and her son after featuring them in a short documentary film called Las Madres de Burks, or The Burks Mothers.
To see them together, her with her son, there was always like really squishy hugs and kisses, you know. I mean, it was just like love just shining from both of them.
Martinez Nolasco was one of around two dozen women held for nearly 2 years with their children in the Federal Family Immigrant Detention Center in Berks County. All said they were afraid of returning home, often due to gender or gang-related violence in Central America. In Martinez Nolasco's case, she said a member of MS-13 began pressuring her to be his girlfriend. Here she is in an interview with WHYY from inside the Burke Center in 2017.
He told me that if I didn't go out with him, he will hurt my son and me.
Martinez Nolasco was released from federal detention that year and moved to Virginia, where she kept fighting her case. That's how you see her in the film Ortiz Made, where she reads a poem dedicated to her son.
I carried you in my belly. I carried you in my arms. I carried you walking by the river. You've always been with me.
But violence against women plagues the U.S. too. For the last 3 years, the rate of women killed in this country has gone up. In 2018, attorneys say Martinez Nolasco's brother fatally stabbed her and injured his girlfriend. He's been charged with murder, but the case hasn't gone to trial yet. Almost a year to the day after she died, Ortiz brought together the Burks mothers, this time to remember their friend.
So right now we are honoring Maria.
Part activism, part memorial, part documentary screening, the event in Philadelphia drew nearly 50 people.
The film is a living testimony also of her story.
After watching the documentary, women who'd bonded with Martinez Nolasco in the Burks Center got up to say a few words about their friend and about their time there. One woman, who asked to go by Sofia, told the group that she feels mixed emotions.
Me siento feliz y triste a la vez.
I'm happy and sad at the same time.
Happy because she's with her friends again, but sad because one of them is gone. To make sense out of senseless tragedy, Sofia said she turns to her faith to keep going.
Sometimes we say that life is unfair, but God knows what he does.
At the end, the women linked hands and shared a moment of silence. Then they took turns pulling Martinez Nolasco's son close. Laura Benshoff, Keystone Crossroads.